friend. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. Rick, unfortunately, has gone, who wrote this song thinking of me in mind about the chauvinist. My book on criminal women is over there with some others. And I just, maybe somebody can send the note to him, but I've changed his last line. And this is it. Let me know why you are killing me. Does that suit you? And this has got the same title as Michelle's, The Tightrope Walker. So I guess one of us has to change the title. It must be a bit of a cliche, so I don't know who it's going to be. But anyway, The Tightrope Walker. And then I'm going to read about my son in the Netherlands for 4 years. Even though a storm moves up the coast and metal moves across the sky, the trees are filling out and robins peck the lawn. They know constancy means enduring. Nothing remains the same. Now as snow piles on the sills, inches up the windows, the birds have withdrawn gracefully. They know fear's middle name is change. My cells are changing as I change these words. Once I could see rocks on the curve of the coast, but they're gone to fog beyond my sight. I want to rise as the mountain rises, but it stops while the sky continues to leave. Sometimes we must withdraw into hiding for our renewal in order to balance. A tightrope walker steps back, withdraws his foot before progressing along the wire. Gravity can cause us to lose our center of mass. If we are not directly above our wire and rotate, we fall. Like squirrels have long tails, we need balancing poles. They give us time to move back to the desired position where we can listen to our body. It's well of images. Duty demands leaders to withdraw gracefully. Events and actions differ as time changes. Do they know how to be part of our cellular universe? Do they know their primal natures, the history of our race? Can they overcome themselves by governing their desires? You know the answer, of course. This is for my son, and it's called In the Netherlands, Skype 210. Even though my grandmother's handwriting talked to my mother like a work of art, and those letters were as long as a book, she couldn't see, hear, or hold her daughter in her arms. Then on wires roped around the world, I conversed with my sister from England, and we exchanged news while she watched her children play. But I couldn't embrace her. Those wires vanished, and now my daughter gossips with her husband from the car, in stores, while walking with their baby through the streets, but he can't hold their hands. In this world, miracles happen. Now I can see the pain in your eyes as we talk. My dearest son in Rotterdam and me in Massachusetts. You can see my eyes widen in disbelief. I can almost smell the beer in the can, taste your tears falling into it. I can hear your voice, your sobs, but I can't hold you in my arms. My body can't share your pain, shock, and regret. You were children together, like brothers, in high school and college, in soccer, on skis, and with horses in barns. Now he is gone, and I can't hold you in my arms. While weeping, you tell me how, before he tied the rope around his neck with his own hands, then dangled in air, he left you and his friends a message in Facebook. That's it. Thanks.
A very powerful, poignant, sad piece, but beautifully written. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.